What do you expect to be the main course on the table this time?
I think, first of all, the really going to modify the growth target. I think this is highly the Central Party would like to set the growth target at 6.5% on average for the next 5 years rather than the 7%. Simply because they really understand the Chinese economy facing the structure challenges and they need to carry on the structural reform substantially in order to get the economy moving down along the normal track. So during that period of time, you know, you can't expect the growth being higher than perhaps the 7% because you need to carry on a lot of reforms which could have created the contractionary pressure on the economy. And also, you know, people don't believe the global recovery is going to be really mega differences. Given the global situation, which is still on the downturn, domestic restructuring the economy would have definitely created some of the negative impact on the growth of the economy. So that's why they're going to really modify the target of growth rates downward a little bit. And the second thing I think is they're going to really focus on the reforms, because I think the reforms have been the main stream of the Chinese economic development. But the question here is how we can proceed the reform and get the reform down the ground, which not only created the changes of the system, but also would have provided the sources of new growth.
And during his meeting with U.S. former Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson, who also used to be the CEO of leading financial firm Goldman Sachs, the Premier talked a lot about the reform of the country's financial sector and the capital market. So what's the significance of it to the country's economies?
People believe that the financial sector in China has been lagged behind into with economic growth. For instance, there's a lot of distortions, a lot of pricing problems in the capital market. We've experienced the capital market turmoil over the past couple of months, and people see that there's a lot of things that need to be done in the financial sector, including the capital market, to facilitate the financing for the real business sectors.
And then what's the key to that kind of reform?
First of all, I think China should change the regulatory system, minimize the bureaucratic control, and to leave more rules to be played by the market system rather than the government themselves. So there has been gradual process of marketization and decentralization process in the financial sector. But also, I think that they should remove the control over the pricing process of the capital goods. Like an interest rate must be liberalized, and including the foreign exchange regime must be reformed as well.